church. You're calling me over. You're pulling me close. With love you surround me. You give me hope. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're taking me deeper. You're making me whole. With grace you redeem me. You restore my soul. Now I'm made new because of come on, you. Yeah. You hold my head up. You remind me who I am. You hold my head up. I'm alive in you again. You're healing my heart. With your hands you hold me. You set me apart. Now I'm made new because sing it, yeah. You hold my head up. You remind me who I am. You hold my head up. I'm alive.
Got a shout of praise this morning. He's worthy of our praise. Come on, come on, let's bless the Lord. He's worthy. I said he's worthy of our praise. Amen. Amen. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus that has set us free this morning. Amen. I said, church, are you glad that he shed his blood for you this morning? I said, I'm glad he shed his blood. Wash me white as snow. I said he washed me white as snow. That's worth shouting about this morning. Amen. Come on, sing with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
found I knew it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blue that makes me white as snow. Oh, no, no, all I found I knew, it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no, no, all I found I knew, it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. His power, power, there's one working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, there's one working power in the precious blood. Sing it again. Oh, there is power, power, there's one working power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Oh, would you evil? Victory is win. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power. There's wonder-working power in the blood. Oh, I'm the Lamb. There is power, power. There's wonder-working power in the precious blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Oh, would you feel a victorious win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power. There's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. There's wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Sing this. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine, sing it. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I said this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine. Hide it under a, hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. I said, hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it sing this little light. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. I said, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine. I'm gonna let Satan blow it. Won't let Satan blow it down. I'm gonna let it shine. I said it. Won't let Satan blow it down. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it down. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it sing this little light. Yes, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. I said this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine. Well, shine all over this area. I'm gonna let it shine. I said, shine all over this area. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over this area. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine. One more time. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, 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 let it shine. I said there's power, power, there's one working power in the blood. Oh, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the Lamb. There is power, power, there's one working power in the precious blood. Sing it again. There is power, power, one working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. One more. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Come on, let's go on into the enemy's camp this morning. I said, are you ready to go into the enemy's camp and take back what the devil has taken from you this morning? I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Yes, I took back what he stole from me. You know I took back what he stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet, yes, he's under my feet. I said he's under my feet, you know he's under my feet. I said he's under my feet, yes, he's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Come on, sing it again. Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole. You know I took it back. I said I took it all back, yes, I took back what he stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet, yes, he's under my feet. I said he's under my feet, you know he's under my feet. He's under my feet, yes, he's under my feet. Satan is under. Oh, come on, sing it again. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. You know I took back what he stole from me. Yes, I took back what he stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet, yes, he's under my feet. I said he's under my feet, you know he's under my feet. He's under my feet, oh, he's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. And I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole. You know I did. I went right in and took it all back. Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet, yes, he's under my feet. Said he's under my feet, you know he's under my feet. He's under my feet, I said he's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Can you believe what the Lord has done in me? Oh yeah! Can you believe what the Lord has done in me? Come on now! He saved me, healed me, turned my life around. Yes, he set my feet upon the solid ground. Can you believe what the Lord has done in me? Come on and sing it. Can you believe what the Lord has done? He healed me, he turned my life around, yeah. He set my feet up on the solid ground. Can you believe what the Lord has done in me? Oh, there is power, power, one work and power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, there's one work and power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Said there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Who are you washed in the blood, in that cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, yes, I'm washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. Oh, my garments are spotless, they are white as snow. I am washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Cause there is power, power, one working power in
the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood, oh, of the Lamb, there is power, power, there's wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I said there's power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Victory, victory in the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is victory, victory in the blood of Jesus, in the blood of the Lamb. There is victory, victory in His precious blood, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious is the bloom that makes me white as snow. No other found I do. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. The precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. There's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. Wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you be free from your burden and sin? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Would you over evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. There's power, power. There's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. There's wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Oh, would you be more victorious when there's wonderful power in the blood? There's power, power, there's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, there's wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Would you over evil a victorious win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, there's power.
Come on, keep your praise going this morning. Keep your shout of praise going. Thank him for the blood that was shed. Amen. Jesus. Jesus. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. Till all my fears are gone. Sing it with me. Sing the first verse again. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with the song of deliverance from my enemies. Till all my fears are gone. Mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called me by my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no mother's womb. You have chosen me. Love has called me by my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
Come on and sing it again.
I'm no longer a slave.
I'm not a slave to fear anymore. Sing this with me. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child.
Come on, help me out, sing.
You split the sea
so I can walk.
Come on, and walk right through
right
it this morning.
Your fears were drowning.
You drowned all my fears, yes, you did. You rescued me so I could stand and sing.
I am a child. I am a child of God.
Sing it again.
I am a child of God.
I want you to sing, I'm no longer.
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Because
I am a child of God.
Shana, hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope you didn't come today just for a church service, just for tradition, because the power of Almighty God is in this place. You know, Pastor spoke last week how the dirt has always been here since creation, since before it was formed, the power of God in the dirt. And this past week, when we were in camp meeting, they talked about the water. This is the same water that brooded, the Spirit of God brooded over at the foundations of the earth. The same water that was there has never left this earth. It has gone through the atmosphere and circled back around. And as I was pondering that, as they were entering into this water, God just said, as amazed as you are at my power in the water, my power is still the same. My power, the water's the same, but my power, today his power is the same for your life. Whatever you have need of, please don't come in this place for just a tradition. God wants to touch and change your life with that very power that created everything and that has everything for you. You are made whole in that place. No sickness, no sickness in this place today has any right in that power. It is gone in the name of Jesus. Any bondage, any addiction, it is gone. His power that rooted over this water, that power is in this place today. So reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Can we just sing that power song again? Can we power in the blood? Power. I want you to focus on that power that has never left. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And whatever it is you're facing, you might not have come through this water today, but you've come through his power today. And you're going to leave this place changed with that thing gone.
I said, would you be free? I said, would you be free this morning? free from your burden. Would you be free from your burden? Oh, say. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Would you, oh evil, oh victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonderworking power in the blood. Oh, of the Lamb. There is power, power, there's wonderworking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I said there's power, power, there's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, there's wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, there's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, there's wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Oh, would you be full of victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, there's wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. If there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, there's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I said there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Shout this morning. Thank you for the blood this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's amazing. People go to psychics. People believe in levitation. It's true. Out-of-body experiences. But they get to church and they see the power of God and they get scared. Amen. For goodness sakes, God's the one who created it. The devil can only try to duplicate it. I'm here to tell you, the power of God is alive and real. And we need to recognize it's the power of God that sets us free, not religion. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
I said, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Turn to someone and say, I rebuke religion. I love Jesus. Come on, shout it out loud. I love Jesus. Come on, give God a shout this morning.
I said there's power, power, there's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, there's power, power, there's wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
A lot of people wonder why. A lot of people wonder why we sing about the blood. Let me tell you why. Why did I, during water baptism, have them go back to the blood song? Because the devil is afraid of the blood. The devil is what broke the back of the devil. The blood of Jesus is not just a religious story. The blood is filled with the power. The power to save you, the power to heal you, the power to deliver you. The devil is always afraid of the blood. So whenever I'm just believing God for a great move of the Spirit, you'll always hear a blood song. Amen. I said you'll always hear a blood song. Shout, I love the blood. Shout, thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Hallelujah. Why don't you go find five or six folks and say, thank God for the blood this morning. Love on some folks. Meet some folks. Don't just sit down. Go meet somebody you don't know.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, yes, I'm washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Oh, my garments spotless, they are white as snow, cause I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, what can wash away my sin? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, what can make me whole again? It's
nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Said, oh, precious is the blood that made me white as snow. No other fount I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. 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 It's nothing but the blood of
awesome opportunity for you to partner with Uproar Conference. We've broken it down. It costs about $50 per student, and we're so excited that you can play a massive part in this conference for years to come. What does that mean? That means $5, $10, $20 a month would be going towards conference to support a teenager. What you'd spend on Dunkin' one day, instead you're going to put it aside for conference. Everyone has an amazing opportunity to see a teenager's life change forever. So we would love to partner with you and your family. You can meet us right out front in the foyer after this service, and we'd love to get this started off.
Women's Day is coming up, and we're celebrating with our annual Women's Day brunch, Saturday, May 7th at 10 a.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. You're going to want to get your tickets right away because we sell out every year. Tickets for ladies are $20 a piece, and for 10 and under, it's $11. Ladies, invite your friends and your family, bring the generations, and come together and celebrate.
Grace and peace, this is Pastor Johnson, and I'm excited to tell you about some things that are happening here at His Tabernacle Church. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. We have adult education that has been prepared just for you. You would do yourself a favor to go into the lobby and go to the tables that we have set up and ask for a brochure on our adult education. It stems from rock solid faith, to divorce care, to healing journey. We have a plethora of classes that can help you. I'm asking you, if you want to further your understanding in God and understand who you are, sign up for adult education under the leadership of that great Pastor Banfield. We're looking forward to see you sign up.
Praise the Lord. We want to send a welcome to you from Bishop Thomas out of Margate, Florida, as well as Brother Ted Shuttlesworth and Sister Bonnie out of West Virginia. What a great time we had with them and the great men of God, women, men and women of God from literally all over the world. There was a pastor there from Pakistan There were ministers there from all over the United States, from every size church, from 5 to 10 to one gentleman I met had a church of 5,000. We're all there under one purpose, and that is just to know and grow in God and encourage each other in the Lord. So I just want to thank God for Brother Ted Shuttlesworth. They do it, and they don't charge anything. And that's amazing when you think about that. They feed everybody twice a day. Twice a day. And all the pastors get fed, and all their staff gets fed for free. You get to go and be in the presence of the Lord. The services go really long, but boy, they're really good. So Bishop is excited. He'll be coming with us in January. We also just got blessed. We have a pastor coming in the month of July named Rick Shelton. And Rick Shelton pastored one of the number one growing churches in America. They actually called us and said, can we come and minister at your church? I said, absolutely. As well as Brother Bishop Thomas is having Brother Avanzini come and be with us. Now, I don't know. How many of you don't know, have never heard of Brother Avanzini? Oh, my goodness. John Evans, wow. Brother John Avanzini, he's 80 years old right now. And, man, the anointing on his life is just, I can't even describe it. Many of you have struggled with your finances. He has an anointing with finances. I'm talking miracles. This is what he's been known for all the years of ministry, almost 60 years of ministry. God has used him in this realm. And so when we have him, you don't want to miss it. As well as if he never spoke a word. How many of you recognize the principles of impartation? Oh, my goodness. He could just stand up here and I'm happy. He is a king in the faith. The Lord has blessed him. And I'm so blessed that we've been able to have some giants in the kingdom of God come to his tabernacle in the middle of our cornfield. Hallelujah. Right here in Horse Heads, New York. God has blessed us. We want to welcome all of our online campus. Can you give them a hand clap as well? As well as if you're a first-time guest at His Tabernacle Family Church, we'd love to celebrate you. We're not going to embarrass you, make you stand up or anything. But we would like you to raise your hand. If you're just a first-time guest at His Tabernacle, young lady, very good. Young lady, very good. Yeah, look at all the way up here, very good. Over here, sir, thank you. Wow, look at all the hands. HT plus one, glory to God. Some of you took advantage of that one. Praise God. If you did not, there's a gentleman right there in the back. If you did not yet, there you go, his hands are up. If you did not yet get a visitor's packet, we want to make sure you get one and fill it out. We're not going to show up with a pie. You can come bring me a pie. I like berry pies. But what we do is we just want to send you a letter and say thank you for being with us. We want to celebrate you because you are a very important person in the kingdom. God has a great plan for your life. Turn to someone and say, God has a great plan for your life. Laura Lee, it's your birthday today, isn't it? Congratulations. Today, I'm excited. This is my beautiful wife, Rhonda. She's going to take us through the offering. And remember, we are a Pentecostal church. I said, we are a Pentecostal church. Now, you might be saying, what do you mean by that? I mean, we still believe the power of God is real. We still believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. We still believe it's always God's will to heal. We still believe that God wants you to prosper and not live in poverty. We still believe that the blood of Jesus can break everything in your life and give you direction and purpose. We still believe that God is worth celebrating. I said, we believe God's worth celebrating. I said, we believe God's worth celebrating. Hallelujah! We are a Pentecostal church. And by the way, we're never going to change. There are a lot of churches, they want to make everybody happy. We're not here to make you happy. We're here to celebrate Jesus. This is His church, not our church. Can I hear an amen? He created the kingdom. We did not. And so I just want you to know very clearly, I'm okay with shouting. I'm okay if you want to dance a little bit. Oh, and by the way, you saw people fall over. Oh, my goodness, what happened to them? The Bible talks about it. When the power of God comes on people, it touches them in different ways. And one way is that God just brings them out in the Spirit. We saw it multiple times in the Scripture where God starts touching them and touching their lives. Listen, I want you to know, we're never going to retract. So if you don't like Pentecost, we're probably not the best church for you. We'll find you a new pair of shoes. Or you just need to get baptized in the Holy Ghost and get all fired up for Jesus. Can I hear an amen? I said, can I hear an amen?
Man, if the power of God doesn't get you happy, there's a problem with you, not the power of God. Because the power of God sets you free. He's good all the time. He's never bad. Why wouldn't anybody want the power of God? We will never change. He never changes. Psalms 35:27. I love the privilege every week of standing up here and talking to you about finances, about kingdom finances. I have no shame in it. It is my privilege to talk about finances. We as the church need to get a transformation in our mind about our money. The church needs to stop being broke. God's children need to stop struggling because God desires to bless his children. Psalms 35:27 says, let them say continually. Continually. That doesn't mean intermittently. That doesn't mean in the mountains and the valleys. Let them say continually, and let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. It makes God happy when his children prosper. As parents, it makes us happy when our children are successful and prosperous in every area of their life. That is our Father in heaven. Now I want to read you a scripture from Malachi that we all know is quoted so much regarding finances. But there's two little words at the end of this that surprised me when I read it. Malachi 3:8, and it says, where have we robbed you, God? He asked them to return to them because they had been robbing him. And they said, where have we robbed you? And his response was, in tithes and offerings. Now, we can understand the first one. You rob God if you spend your tithe because that's holy and set apart for him. The 10% of your income, your tithe, is holy. It's God. So we can understand that. But at the end it says, and offerings. Well, how on earth can we rob God in something that is free will? An offering is something that you just give. It says there's no amount set upon it. That's your seed for your harvest. That's the offering. Well, it goes down into that verse right there about how he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his children. He takes pleasure when we prosper. So it's like when you go out to eat and you want to pay for your friend's meal and they try to pay and you say, no, don't rob me of my blessing. That's why God says that in there. Don't rob him of his blessing. Give your tithe and your offerings because otherwise you're robbing him from the ability to prosper his children. You're robbing him from the ability to be a blessing to his children. It continuously blesses his heart when his children prosper. So we've got to get a new mindset about our money. We've got to change it because God wants you blessed. And there's proof right in that passage. That's offerings. That's our free will. And that's because he wants you blessed and overflowing. Now, I know it's not popular when I stand up here and talk about money. But just keep plowing through with me. We're going to change our mindset. We're going to change our mentality. We're going to be the sons and daughters of God that please Daddy, that continuously please him in our prosperity. And that's not just in our finances. That's in every area of our lives. Are you ready to please Daddy this morning? Let's stand to your feet. We're going to make our supernatural declaration from the Word of God because it's what blesses Daddy. Deuteronomy 28 says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in. And I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. And I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. Daddy happy. Come on and give your tithes and your offerings to Daddy. If you're watching via live stream, go right now and click on the giving button and give right along with us.
Short today. I want to remind everybody, if you are a guest here or new to the family of God at His Tabernacle, we have what's called Catch the Vision right after this service. Many people don't know. You just come into the building and go, wow, that's a big building. How did we get here? The miracles are amazing. And I want to encourage you to jump into the class. It's only two classes, actually, I believe. And it's the first and the second week of every month. Catch the Vision. You'll meet me in there. I'll be sharing with you the vision of the church, as well as if you're a first-time guest, we want to invite you to a guest reception. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to be able to shake your hand and let you know that we are very touchable and that the staff of this church are amazing. Can you give God a hand clap for the staff of His Tabernacle Family Church? They are simply amazing people. And so we are blessed here. This is the year of, for those who are our guests, every single year, God gives us a theme, and the theme we go through so that you have complete understanding. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's good to see you, Brother Ray. It's exciting to recognize, isn't it great? I just love Ray Decker. Ray Decker, come up here. I need a hug this morning. Come here, Ray. He hates this. But I just need a hug from Ray. I was thinking about you, praying for you this week. You're in my heart.
Father, I just right now release the power of God in Ray. Lord, I thank you for the anointing, Lord, that he carries. And, Lord, for the things of life, Jesus, that at times shake things up. But I thank you, God, for clarity. I command clarity to come right now to his heart and his spirit. Lord Jesus, he'll run this race so strong. He is a bulldozer. He's even the shape of a bulldozer. God, I thank you that nothing will ever, ever overcome him or bewilder him. In Jesus' name. I love you, buddy. Hallelujah. We believe without question God's word is true. True? We believe that God's word is alive. Amen? So if we take God's word and how God created his kingdom and live kingdom principles, how can you fail? I want to remind you, when you're born again, you're part of two kingdoms. You're part of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of this earth. Now, I want to remind you that down on this earth, this is not your home. Turn to somebody and say, this is not your home. Tell somebody, don't get settled. Some people call this heaven. It's like, oh, my goodness. And some people actually call it hell. Oh, my goodness. You haven't tasted nothing yet if you're going to end up there. Today, I got great news for you. The blood of Jesus will wash every single stain away. You can have a relationship with God and know without a shadow of a doubt you're going to heaven, not just because of a church or religion, but because you know Christ as your personal Savior. This whole year, we've been talking about seed. And this is one of the main principles. Turn to someone and say, The main principles of God's kingdom is this, that you and I are seed, that everything we need is in the seed, that God's principle and the ability to gain in every area of your life deals with seed time and harvest. This is a principle you and I cannot run from. It doesn't matter whether you're born again or a sinner living for Satan with everything you got. Every single person lives in this thing called seed time and harvest. We've been talking about the first of the year. We talked about how time is seed. We've talked about how our thoughts are seed. As a man thinks, so he. As a man thinks, so he. We've been talking also that we are dirt. We've been talking about dirt. Turn to someone and say, I'm dirt. That used to be a condemning thing. But that's not actually. God created you from dirt. In fact, seeds need dirt. And the Lord has planned you and I also to be dirt. And his word is seed to us. So last week, and I'm going to rush through this message because we want to pray with you all. And we've got a little thing that we're going to play with. Brother, do I have any seeds? Is there any seeds left? I'm not sure. You got some? No, I need some other seeds. Do we have any more of those corn seeds? No? Here we go. Can I have one of those? Can I play with one of those? We gave everybody a packet of seeds, grass seed, this morning. If you did not get one, we just want you to raise your hand up real quick. We want you to have, wow, there's a lot of folks with no seeds. Can I have the team go quick? I need my staff to move quickly, too. Very good. Yeah, I want those. There's a lot of, please don't put your hand down. If you did not get grass seed, no, this is not pot seed or anything like that. It's grass seed. It's not weed, it's grass. We've been ministering on the principle found in Matthew chapter 13 dealing with seed time and harvest. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, everybody shout the word of the kingdom. See, this is not the word of religion. This is the word of the kingdom. This is a key to the kingdom of God that will teach you how to prosper in every area of your life. So if you decide in your head that you don't want to live this kingdom principle, then don't be sad or mad when your life goes to hell. I didn't say you went to hell. I said your life went to hell. You see, we need to recognize that God is the creator of all things. And if God is the creator of all things, then how he runs it, and I said it last week, that God created the seed and God created dirt. And God lived by the principle of seed time and harvest himself. For when it was time to create the garden, God himself went and planted a garden, which shows that God himself keeps to the principles of seed time and harvest. So we need to do this. So we've been talking about this principle. And anyone who hears the word of the Lord or the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives the word by the wayside. And when he received the seed on stony grounds or stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately received the word with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a little while. And when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Today, we're going to be talking about the next two. Now, he who receives the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Turn to someone and say, unfruitful. And the last one is he who receives the seed on good ground and is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Here we are as believers. Now the Bible says when we hold to his principle, then we're going to find the results. Now, the first one was simple, and that is that maybe you're in the building today, maybe you've never gone to church today, maybe you're an unbeliever today, but you're here because God has called you here. You see, the Bible says that God even works in our lives. It's called prevenient grace. Before you ever knew him, he's already plotting and planning and putting people in your lives to position you for salvation because God's plan for you is dynamic. Yet, when many people who hear the word, they come to church, their hearts are hardened. Their hearts are not right. And the seed hits the ground, and no way can take root. So what happens is, the Bible says, Satan himself comes and he steals the word. He steals the seed from your hardened heart. You need to recognize that the devil loves to steal seed. The Bible says he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. This is his very nature, his very character. He wants to steal. What does he want to steal? He wants to steal the seed. Well, what's the seed? It's the word. What's the word do? The word is Christ. The Bible says that Jesus is the word that became flesh and dwelt among us. He also declared that the word is what develops our faith. You see, if the devil can get your faith, then he has all of you. So many people come to the house of God, they don't understand it, their hearts are hardened, and the word, just like I'm doing now, I am casting the word into your spirit. I'm casting the word, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing of the soul and the spirit and the bone and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. I'm casting the word into your spirit right now, but yet determining what kind of ground you have will determine whether that seed will be stolen by Lucifer or will be allowed to produce fruit. Turn to someone and say, I've been called to produce fruit. The second type of ground is the stony ground. This is ground that it looks okay. I mean, there's some dirt in there. This is no dirt at all. Look at that thing bounce. Just bounces right off. But this is a little bit softer. And it has stones through it. So what happens is this. When you plant a seed, the seed starts to take root, which means they receive it with joy, which means they get excited. That was a genuine experience with Jesus Christ. I've met many people who have had a genuine experience with Jesus that have never followed through. Well, why? Because they got saved, but they never came back to church. They got saved, but never opened the Bible. They got saved but never prayed unless hell was licking their toes. They got saved but never, ever, ever joined Rock Solid Faith or any of the other education. So what happened was the Bible says that because the roots do not grow and get firm, when persecution comes, when your friends look at you and say, what's wrong with you? You go to that church. What's wrong with you? Man, I would rather have you stoned. I'd rather have you drunk. Man, even some of your spouses have said, I liked you better when you were living bad. You see, that is when you and I get motivated or hurt because of persecution. Jesus said, if they hate me, they're going to hate you. Get used to it. If you think everyone's going to like you because you serve Jesus, you're out of your gourd. For we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. This is not a natural thing. This is a spiritual thing. You can walk into the presence of the room of somebody who knows Jesus. Now, this is very normal in other countries, especially third world countries where demonic activity is very normal. Where a Christian will walk into, a saint of God will walk into the presence of a demon-possessed person, and the reaction will be that of hatred, will be that of disgust. I've told the story before. I tell it in Rock Solid Faith. How a friend of mine, his name is Terry Shuttlesworth, pastors a church in West Virginia. One day he was with another evangelist called, I just lost his name. I had it. It was there, but now it is gone. So I'll find it in the middle of my story. So here he was. They went into a restaurant, and they're sitting down and eating, and the evangelist looked over at Terry and said, "Get ready. That man over there is demon-possessed. He's going to get real mad real quick." Never said it loud. Just whispered it to Terry, and all of a sudden, that man on the other side of the restaurant started pounding the table, jumped up, ran over to him, stuck his finger in his face, and the evangelist said, Freddie Clark, thank you. The evangelist said, "In the name of Jesus, shut up and go sit down." The man turned around, went back, sat down in his chair. We forget that those things which you cannot see are more real than the things that you can see. We forget that we are not part of this world. But the things that are very real, that are going to be eternal, are not the chair you're sitting on or the car you own or your life and breath that you're breathing right now. Can I hear an amen or oh my? All that is temporary. So what happens is people, they grow shallow roots. They do not press into God. I'm going to be very blunt with you. I love you all, and I believe that God has a message and a purpose for your life. But the majority of the body of Christ, not just here at His tabernacle, but across the nation, we are finding a loss, a plethora of people that are walking away. The Bible says that in the last days, that the sin will increase and the love of many will wax cold. Where even, watch now, even the elect will be deceived. There is a need to get root in you like you have never gotten root before. There is a need for you to be in the house of God consistently like you have never been before. The Bible says, don't forsake the assembling of yourself as the manner of some is, especially in the last days. Press in. Turn to someone and say, press in. But if you don't, then what happens is, then you end up dying. Didn't mean you didn't have life, but because you chose not to be a person that was going to press in, you became a person that ended up dying. It's whose choice? Well, you know, I just don't believe in God like I used to. Your fault. Well, you know, it's hard following the Lord. It's your fault. It's not hard following God. It's hard following the devil. Well, you know, life is difficult. Is it really? If God is for you, who can be against you? I just learned a new quote from Brother Shambach. Somebody came up and said, "I got trouble." He says, "You got no trouble. Have faith in God. Faith in God will move mountains. If you say unto this mountain, 'Be thou removed, be cast into the sea,' and do not doubt, you shall have what you ask." We're not talking religion or cliches. We're talking the word of the living God that is quick and powerful. The word of God that is life. God desires you and I. Oh, I just sense the anointing. Hallelujah. God, I just thank you for your word this morning. I pray, God, that as your word is being preached, it will penetrate even the hardest hearts in this room this morning. God, you will transition us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. The next better root is the one that the Bible says is all excited, man. They receive the word. God has changed their life. Oh, the Lord is just changing them. But what's happened is they allow the world, the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches. I can't wait to preach on money. I'm going to preach on money as seed this year. Somebody said to me, "Well, you know, you might want to hold off. Some people might not come." Then don't come. Stay poor. Stay in debt. Stay in poverty. Stay controlled by the almighty dollar. I declare I'm going to be free and free indeed. Amen. The Bible says this, that they come to the house of God, they accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, but the bed of dirt is filled with thorns and bushes. It's filled with the things that are choking them out. It doesn't mean that they didn't start. It didn't mean that they didn't receive Jesus. But you see, so many start but never finish. So many start but never conclude. I want to hear the statement from my Father in heaven, well done, thou good and, well done, thou good and, well done, thou good and, faithful servant, which means you don't put your hand to the plow and look back. Baby, I'm going all the way for Christ, but somebody might not like me, then they won't like me. Then somebody's going to reject me, then they're going to reject me. Why? Because my heart is fixed. My heart is set on Jesus Christ, and I refuse to be deterred by anybody. Can I hear an amen? I've watched husbands and wives walk away from Jesus for their spouse to make them happy. It only works, just give you a quick clue, only works for a little bit. Because someday you're going to awaken yourself and you're going to recognize that I gave up my salvation to make my spouse happy. And then it's going to go back to normal because you're going to get right. And when you get right, hell's now going to start licking on your toes. Thank God for Jesus. Can I hear an amen? So this seedbed is very interesting because all of a sudden they start to take root. But the cares of this world, oh, come on now. How many souls are not here today because they're doing something stupid? No, I'm not saying they're running around serving the devil. You see, one of the greatest ploys of the enemy is he never runs around with a red suit and a little pitchfork. The greatest tool of the enemy is he is the angel of light. The Bible calls him the angel of light. Where he comes in with deception. He'll even come in with good things. You see, I have found as pastoring for almost 30 years that the majority of people that have walked away from God have walked away for good things. The cares of this world were good things. They weren't bad things. It's not like they're out partying every Sunday morning. It's not like they're out, you know, sleeping around all over the place on Sunday morning. It's not like they stopped reading the Bible because they didn't like God. But what's happened was this, is that they allowed good things. I watched a person who was on fire for Jesus give up Christ for a dollar an hour raise. I watched a man give up Jesus for softball. No, really. I remember looking at him. He got saved. God changed his life. The joy of God was in his life. And summer came around. He got saved in the winter. And I said to him, dude, I know that you're usually part of the bar league. Nothing wrong with playing softball. There's no sin in playing softball. It's a great sport. But I said, you're going to have to make a decision because it's on the days that you're growing. And he said, well, pastor, I don't want to let my friends down. And he did not. And today he's drunk again. I have watched so many people surrender their relationship with Jesus Christ for the most foolish things this planet has to offer that will only be temporary. I've watched girls and guys. I've watched men and women. You know what? Most of the ladies that we have lost in their 30s that have walked away from Jesus are because they got lonely and they went and found some man. Well, I'm evangelizing him. I'm trying to get him saved, or I'm trying to get her saved. Listen now. The Bible says don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. God is himself made the declaration in the world. You should not be dating somebody that does not know Jesus Christ as your Savior. That is not the church saying it. That is not religion saying it. That is Jesus from the Word of God. God said, you should not be dating an unbeliever. For what do you have in common with Baal? Selah. How many people, the cares of this world? Oh, well, you know, Pastor, I'm falling behind on my bills. I need to take another job. Oh, here's a big one. Ready? Oh, Pastor, you know, we won't be there for the next 6 weeks because soccer is on Sunday mornings now. Oh, my hair just went up. So you're training your children that God is not as important as soccer. God's not as important as softball, as basketball, as some other stupid ball made of leather. Well, you know, it's a family thing. Really? I thought the kingdom of God was a family thing. You see, when you train your children that the things of the world are more important than the things of God, then when they get older, ding, 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 they're going to serve the world more than they're going to serve God. And it falls on the seed of the parent. You see, the cares of this world are powerful. And you've got to be aware. The Bible's so clear. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be aware. Why do we got to be aware? Because the devil, your adversary, seeketh to whom he may devour. And he's not going to devour you with the red suit. He's going to come in sneaky. I have folks that love Jesus. Come on now. They love Jesus. They really do. They love Jesus. But they can't grow in God. They can't mature in God. They can't do anything for the kingdom of God. Why? Because they got some sport they're doing. They got something they're doing with their children on Sunday mornings. Well, I got to do this. Well, do you really? I thought God was the king. Last I knew, the king only asked you to be in church one day a week. I figured we were going to get quiet. Now listen, if we're serving the government, that's one thing. But we're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Or is he not to you? Is he little g or is he big G? I must decrease that he may increase. You see, the last I knew, if you had an invitation to the White House with a president you like, listen, I just went across because some of you are like President Obama. I'm not against anybody. I pray for my leaders. Can I hear an amen? God puts men in and God takes them out. I'm not here political. I'll never be a political preacher. So if you get an invitation to the White House, I guarantee, well, you know, my kid's got a softball game. See the mindset? As a man thinks, so he is. So you really don't believe that you're part of the kingdom of God. You really don't believe that God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You really don't believe that he's more important than anything else. You really don't believe that I must decrease, that he may increase. You really don't believe that the word is life, that the word is faith, that the word makes us, develops us, matures us, so we are powerful people in God. You see, we've got to get down to what we really believe because the world is out to choke you. And the deceitfulness of riches. Money is more powerful than Satan. The Bible said it. What? I thought Satan's more powerful than the money or anything else. No. Watch. That's right. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Well, we know who God is. Well, what's mammon? Well, that's the devil. No, it's not. It's money. How many people have sold their soul not for rock and roll? Just had to come out. I just had to say. They sold their soul for dollars. Listen, well, you know, I knew money was evil. That's why I keep the pastor poor, keep him humble. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I don't think that we should prosper because if I get too much money, then I don't know if I can continue to follow the Lord. Maybe that's really not a money issue because money is just a thing. That's a heart issue. Money is not evil. Well, I read it. I watched Tarzan once. Some of you remember that movie. I mean, the show every week. I watched Tarzan once and money is the root of all evil. No. You got to read the verse. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. God wants you prosperous. Turn to someone and say, God wants you to have more than enough. Prosperity is relative. But the fact is that if you don't have more than enough, how can you help anybody else? But when you allow money to be your motivator, that's why some preachers are going to hell. Because it's all about money to them. Well, it's all about money to you. I heard you have all of this. Really? You don't know anything about me. But I will tell you this. If money was an issue for me, I would not be living in the North. No, that is the truth. Down South, we'd be pastoring a church of between 3,000 and 5,000 easy. and I'd be making probably four times the amount I'd be making here. We are here because this is where God has called us to be. This is what God has directed us to do. And I will never be motivated by money. And you can never allow your life to be owned by money. See, God has given us finances to be a blessing. Nothing wrong with having nice things. I have some nice things. But I have nice things, but if God told me to give it, you know, this week we were down in camp meeting. I'm almost done. Down in camp meeting, and I'm really not, but down in camp meeting, we might have to prolong this one more week. Down in camp meeting, and the bishop prophesied over us again, and he said, the Lord is calling you to dig new wells this year, and it's going to be expensive for you. And I went, oh, crap. Because I got stuff I want to do. And so my wife and I, you know, we're preparing the gift for Brother Ted. It was his birthday and 40 years in ministry. So we got him a gift. And, well, we got him a gift. And we got him a pair of cowboy boots and told him whatever we gave him, if it's over that. He really loves John Wayne. And, you know, so I said, you know, but, and then my wife looked at me and said, we should sow into the bishop. And it's like, oh, yeah, we should. And I just happened to have something that was expensive. And I said, yeah, I don't really want to do that. I really want to. And the Lord said, is that yours or is that mine? Oh, man. Maybe you saw the post this week about access versus ownership. I really need to preach that again because honestly, it's still shaping my life. And the Lord said, is that yours or is that mine? Am I the owner or you are the owner? Do you want to have what you have or do you want to have access? That was my left arm. I walked over and we sowed it to him. We had him pray over the seed and he went, wow, I've never had one of these before. I said, yeah. But I know the principle of seed time and harvest and I've started to plant. You see, the last one is this. Oh. Will you come back next week if I finish the last one? Will you come back next week if I finish the last one? Because honestly, I mean, I'll have to rush it, and you don't want me to rush the last one because the last one's where you gain 30, 60, 100 fold. I mean, you want one of these, or do you want one of these? You know what I mean? So I'll end. I'm really not good with this ending thing. It's hard. Everybody, you have some seeds in your pocket, right? You got to bring them back next week. Listen, if you're not going to bring them back, then leave them here, okay? If you're not going to bring them back, then leave them with one of the ushers, okay? Because you want them next week. It's a big part. We're going to pray for every single person next week. When you plant those seeds, we're going to have you plant those seeds next week. We're going to lay hands on every single one of you. You better cancel everything you got. While I've got a vacation, cancel it. Well, I'm supposed to go play soccer. Cancel it. In Jesus' name, I deflate the soccer ball. Well, it's going to be a nice day. It's time to ride the Harley. I pray in Jesus' name the motor don't start. Have men say to me, well, Pastor, you know, it's hunting season. You know, I don't want to miss my hunting season. I say, I pray that every turkey dies before you see them in Jesus' name. Listen, I remember one year people were missing a lot, and I said, I'm praying for rain every Sunday morning in Jesus. Literally every Sunday morning it rained till about noon, and then it cleared out. I said, ha, 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 ha. The last seedbed is where you and I learn God's principle to succeed. How many of you want to be failures in life? How many of you want to be a failure? How many of you want to be successful? How many think God is a little bit successful? How many of you think if you do it God's way, you could be successful? Well, that's wisdom. And so next week, I'm going to teach you, and we're going to plant next week as a body. And we're going to watch this grow. There it is. We're going to watch this grow. And you're going to see how powerful you are because you decided to plant your seed. Bow your heads with me this morning. See, I don't know if you're the person with the hard heart. I don't know if you're the person with the stony heart. Maybe you've just been lazy. Tuesday night, rock solid faith, 7 o'clock, childcare provided. Oh, but Pastor, I work nights. Oh, we did that for you. Pastor Daniel Dykes teaches rock solid faith every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. for all those who work nights. Oh, but I can only get there on Thursdays because my teenagers come. Well, we fix that for you. Pastor Palko, Minister Palko ministers every Thursday night, rock solid faith at 6 p.m. Well, I've been in the gospel a lot of years. I know it all. Oh, you do. Then you should be teaching it. Well, you know, there's not much more I can learn. Then you need to be teaching it. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, you are the seed. Where are you going to plant yourself? This is not determined by God. This is determined by you. You and I have free will. We can choose whether we want to have life or death. Choose you this day who you shall serve. Today, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, I pray that you won't just receive it with joy and not plant roots. I pray you won't receive Jesus and have that true God experience and allow the things of the world to overwhelm and overcome you. But I pray you'll be one who will plant yourself in the right garden, God's garden, so you'll prosper 30, 60, 100 fold. I sat back 2 weeks ago. I was just praying. And I looked at my life and I said, you know, God, I couldn't have plotted it any better. I couldn't have planned it any better. God, I couldn't have made this happen if I wanted to. Thank you so much for being my God, for being my Lord, for being my owner. Today, I want to ask you a question. If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, you'd like to give your heart to the Lord. You want to plant your seed. And I'm not talking in religion. I'm talking in Christ. You want to be saved. Your sins washed away. Your guilt all gone. All the things of the past. Old things passed away. All things become new. And be a person of destiny. God's got great plans for you. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth. Today, if you'd like to receive Jesus as your Savior, I want you to raise your hand up this morning. I want to lead you to the best friend. Thank you, sir. I see your hand. Thank you, young lady. Thank you, young lady. Very good. Is there anyone else? Come on. Put your hand up. I'm not going to wait long. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else? Come on. I'm not going to wait long. 5, 4. Thank you. Thank you. I see that. Back row. Thank you very much. 5, 4. Come on. Get your hand up. Thank you. 3. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. 2. Last call. Oh, why do I do this? Because you don't know when that seed does not have another opportunity to be planted. Last call. Here it goes. Get your hand up. 1. Let's all stand to our feet this morning. Hallelujah. We still have time for the guest reception and for Catch the Vision class right after this. I want to invite all of those who raise their hand for salvation to meet me right up front. You're saying, well, I'm not a public person. Then grab the person next to you and drag them up with you. Come on, come up, meet me right here. Come meet me right here. Very good. Yeah, come on up, baby. 2 young children, let the little children lead them. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. You raise your hand for salvation. Maybe you didn't raise your hand, but you want to give your heart to Jesus. Come on out of your chair right now. Meet me right up here up front. Hallelujah. Come on, you want to make sure your life is right with Christ. I got a question for you. Hold on. If right now you have one sin in the way of you going to heaven, won't it be wise to make your life right? So if that's you, who gives a flying leap what anybody else thinks of you? If you want to get right with God, meet me up front right now. The prayer team's around the front of the altar. If you need healing, you need deliverance, whatever you need, they'll lay hands on you. God will set you free. Come on now, meet me up front. Serve God with all of your heart.
If you're a guest in the house today, we just want to meet you in this hallway. We have a guest reception. The pastors would love to shake your hand and get to know you. So please meet us over in the guest reception room. Be blessed. Make sure you're planting your seed in good ground this week.
There is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. Listen, there is power.